بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين. فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقتلوكم فإن قتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين. فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم وأخرجوهم من حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقتلوكم فيه ولا تقتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقتلوكم فيه حتى يقتلوكم فيه فإن قتلوكم فاقتلوهم حتى يقتلوكم فيه فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which influences the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, in our previous session, we were on verse 190 of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. As we heard, that particular verse was discussing about one important issue. That is related to the previous affairs and the current affairs, of which we discuss on the asbab al-nuzul, the cause, the reason behind the revelation of that particular verse, and the information the verse entails. As the verse came with a particular commandment, regarding the aspect of will, God knows about the humanity. You know the challenges. You know the problems. Hence God elaborates the way to resolutions. As it happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, all the situation of difficulties, struggles, hardship, persecution, torture, adversity, and all sort of life challenges. As I mentioned to us, that most of the verses that was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the hijrah, before the migration of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina, were commending the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions towards patience, perseverance, clemency, decency, diplomacy, and using good manner of approach to resolve the matters. So all those strategies, God knew about humans. Similarly, he knew that in some circumstances there would be a need to apply a force. A need to apply a force in order to resolve some of the matters. And that's why it came in an authentic hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once stated, مَا رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرٌ فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And another hadith, المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من مؤمن ضعيف وفي كل خير. So sometimes matters do require force application. You need to apply some force in order to resolve the matter. But how will you apply the force? In accordance to the law and order. In abiding to the law and order. That's the appropriate way. Otherwise, you would be in a mode similar to those that committed the error, or that waged the war against you, or those that afflicted you. So that's the differences. And that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Fight in the cause of God. Fight according to the law. الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Those who fight. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. And never cross limits. Never terrorize إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. For God never like those who crosses limit. God dislikes the terrorist. So does it. The difference between us and the terrorist is that we are living our life based on the laws and order, in accordance to the terms and conditions, in accordance to the policy, in accordance to the consensus, in accordance to the facts. But some people are running their life not as how we run our lives. So that's the differences. So suppose those people, such individuals, fight us, initiated a fight or a war against us, they wage a war against us. How can we react? God says, you can fight, but according to the law. And if you want to fight, never cross limit. Don't go beyond what was done to you. For God dislikes those who cross his limit. So that's the point. The next verse that we are going to discuss on is verse 191, of which the Almighty mentioned, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ سَئِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَقُتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So God here is elaborating the will on how to react, on how to fight back, as how a war could be a legal reaction, and sometimes it would be an illegal way of reaction. So it can be legal when the law of the war is obeyed. If you comply to the law of war, then there is no blame on you. But if you cross limit, then what you commit of doing is criminality, is brutality. As initially we know, a war is a mistake. It's a mistake in humanity. But there would be a circumstance when a nation, a community, a society has no any other way than to stand for self-defense, and to defend its dignity, its people, to defend its land or territory. They stand for that according to the law, and they are righteous. That's what God mentioned in the previous ayah. If you're going to the deeper commentaries and interpretation related to these verses, let us have a kind of grammatical analysis and diagnosis to the verses. The Almighty mentioned, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ, and fight them whenever you reach to them, whenever you meet them, wherever you meet them. وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوهُمْ, and evict them away, evict them, take them out, as how they take you away. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And crisis, conflict, is more dangerous than the war. It's more dangerous than the war itself. وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ. And never fight them in the sanctuary place of worship, the sanctuary mosque, حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ. Until if they fight you in it, فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ, for if they fight you, فَقْتُلُوهُمْ. Therefore, you can fight them back. كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. That is the recompense of those who reject their Lord. That is the recompense of those who reject the divine ruling. فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا. If they avoid, if they cease, they avoid fighting you, they stop fighting you, فَإِنَ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Then God is up forgiving and most merciful. This is the literal translation of the verses. Before analyzing the grammar within these two verses, we can identify that there are some vocabs, there are some vocabulary buildings within the verse. Like the word thaqiftumuhum, thaqiftumuhum, is from the gharib al-ayah, or gharib al-ayah, new words or vocabs of the verse. It is of little to find this word mentioned within the stanzas of the ayah, within the stanzas of the verses, within the verses. It was mentioned also in Surah Al-Ahzab. لئن لم ينتهي المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض والمرجفون في المدينة لنغرينك بهم ثم لا يجاورونك فيها إلا قليلا ملعونين أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا. أينما ثقفوا أخذوا وقتلوا تقتيلا. سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. فثقفوا أينما ثقفوا. The word is mentioned in that ayah. And here, حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. So the word ثَقَفْ is the root word. الثَقَفْ وَالثَّقَافَ. In Arabic, if we say الثَّقَافَ, الثَّقَافَ meaning civilization, meaning attaining to something uncommon, attaining to something that is new, attaining something difficult. That is al-thaqaf. Al-thaqaf and al-thaqaf, sometimes are interchanged. Sometimes they have the same meaning. You know, like in the grammar, English grammar, phonetics, you would have a word or two words, the same meaning. Different word, the same meaning. So al-thaqaf and al-thaqaf synonymous. The only difference is that it should be based on how it has been utilized in a sentence. So anything that is so difficult, any work, any labor that is so difficult is considered as a thawaf. It is considered as a thawaf. حيث سكفتموه. Whenever you reach to them, you know it is a difficult task. If you have the capability, similar to their capability, if you reach them in capability, if you have the military kinetics, similar to the ones that they have, then in that you can stand to defend yourself. You can fight, for example. So this is one of the wisdom behind the waqafs. As-saqaf synonyms. Like the sign of Al-Abad. When he was describing some women during his time, one of his beautiful poetry, he was saying, أرينا محاسنا وكنا أخرى وثقبنا الوساوس للعيون. He said, أرينا محاسنا وكنا أخرى وكنا أخرى أو وكنا أخرى وثقبنا الوساوس للعيون. You shine us your beauty. You display to us your beauty. وَكِنَنَّ أُخْرَى. But you become so different. وَكِنَنَّ أُخْرَى. We are becoming so different. It's what you assume of habit. You know, at the end, you don't have the filter. Today, we have software filter, the application filters, the women use filters, for example. There is the snap camera, you know, Snapchat, you know, all those kind of filters. The Insta, you know, easily to be deceived. So don't be deceived by the filters. Don't be deceived by the filters. He said, وَثَقَفْنَا الْوَسَاوِسُ لِلْأُيُونِ. And they attach the eye shadows. They used to place the eye shadows in their eyes. So at the end, this is the method. They deceive them with makeup. That was the method. They deceive them with makeup. Suppose if Al-Abadi is alive today, when he come across the filters, what would be his point of poetry? He said, أَرِينَ مُحَاسِنًا وَكِنَنَّ أَخْرَى. They displayed to us their beauty, but they are so different. So after the proposal, and after the consummation, he realized that it was so different to expectations. So also one of the basic problems of some of the men, they have so many expectations towards women. Although they used to say that it's inner beauty, Allah musta'an. And then they receive them with makeup. But today, they receive with makeup, filters, so many strategies. So you should know which strata you are upon. That's the saying of Al-Musaqqab al-Abadi in his stanzas. What's the point of identification in the poetry? وَثَقَّبْنَا الْوَسَاوِسُ لِلْعُيُونِ The attached. The point of the discussion is the makeup, the attachment. So literally in Arabic, when you said al-thaqab, meaning a digging. You get it? A piercing. So I think they used to even have piercing beside the nose. You know today, usually men used to have piercing, nose, in the ear. Some even in their umbilical cord, in their thong, for example, their leaves, for example. This common. But then, some of the women, they used to pierce, they used to have a kind of piercing. Yeah, their eyes. This to make a kind of shadow. Like for example, the eye shadow of the wood. So some they used to attach with a kind of piercing. So as-saqab. He said, وَثَقَّبْنَا الْوَسَاوِسِ They attach. They pierce. Piercing, meaning something that is difficult. Nobody is able to do that. So something that is so difficult is considered as al-thaqab. Who al-thaqab? Al-thaqab and al-thaqab synonymous. However, al-thaqab has a link with al-thaqafa. Allahumma musta'an. So in any way, anything that is difficult to attain is considered as al-thaqaf. حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُ At any point, at any locus, at any place that you find them. So let us not waste much time on the vocabs. Let's take the sentences one after the other. The Almighty mentioned وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ The waw in that kaf is waw al-ataf. It's a conjunction. So meaning the sentence, that particular clause is conjunctional clause. So qutuluhum is a clause that contains a verb, a subject, and an object. So what is a repeated one? The verb is a repeated one. That particular verb was mentioned earlier in the previous ayah. So this indicating, this showcasing that it is an affirmation, to reaffirm to the command. وَقْتُلُوهُمْ and fight them. حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ At any place, at any moment, at any place, how you see? Whenever, wherever. So this is an adjunct. This is a kind of adverb. Normally, an adjunct.
حيث سقفتم حيث in Arabic we consider حيث as ظرف مكان حيث is ظرف مكان but it is built upon dhamma with rufa it must to have dhamma حيث that's why we say ظرف مكان مبني على الدم It is ظرف مكان adjunct of a place adjunct of place which is built upon dhamma rufa it must to be حيث whenever you see حيث حيث is حيث if you pronounce حيث this is wrong If you pronounce Haythi, this is wrong. That's why there is no any qira'ah, no any riwayah with Haytha or Haythi. All the qira'ahs, Haythu. So when an adjunct comes after a conjunctional statement, It is indicating that it is related to that particular conjunctional statement. So it is related to uqtuluhu. Haythu saqiftumuhum. So saqiftumuhum. Saqiftumuhum is a statement that contains a verb, a subject, and an object. Fi'lun wa fa'ilun. مفعول به حيث سقفتموهم when you reach to them when you find them when you find them so if we take away the when take it aside you find them contain a verb a subject and an object. You find them. Is the subject. You, subject. Find is the verb. Them is the object. So what? Sa'iftumuhum. From sa'iftum. That mimun is a sign. Sa'iftum. Sa'ifta. Sa'ifti. سقفتن سقفتن so سقفتم from سقفتم it is سقفتم سقفتم سقفتموهم سقفتموهن so the verse came with سقفتموهم that meme سقفتم is a sign that indicates a plural form of masculine gender. جَمْءُ الْمُذَكَّرِ So this indicating that this rule is applied to only men. Those that you would find would be particularly men. And that's why in the previous session you mentioned the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one against attacking women, children, and the elderly. So even if you have the right to fight, you have the means you are capable to fight by, then it is not everyone that you should fight, particularly masculine, plural form. I mean they should be in group, and they should be masculine. Meaning, those that are carrying arms, those with the arm, the military, for example. I'm just using this word, but the clear meaning should be those that are carrying arm because it came in Jam'ul Jam'iz Zukur. Sa'iftum, meaning those that you would fight should be men. Not women. So that's it. This is grammatical.
And that's the important aspect of knowing the grammar. If you translate a verse without knowing the grammar of that particular verse or of that particular language, you may end up providing a wrong interpretation or translation to the verse. Saqiftum is jam'ul muzakkar wa jam'ul dhukur. Meaning, thus, ra, karin, am, wu, paiti. These are the categories that you should find. So there is waw za'ila that was added from Saqiftum. Saqiftumuhum. So in this regard, this statement is in form of a verb clause. It is jumlatun fi'liyah. It is a verb clause. Well, it is in the position of al-jam. في محل الجر في محل من عربي ان علم النحو we say في محل الجر بالاضافه and it is in the position of complement to the attachment. So meaning waqtuluhum حيث سقفتموهم. سقفتموهم is just a complement even if it is not mentioned. Waqtuluhum wa akrijuhum. If haythu saqiftumuhum is not mentioned, still the command is there. Do you get it? Wa akrijuhum min haythu akhrajuhum. Wa akrijuhum and evict them and remove them and take them away, take them out. وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ. That waw in that count is ataf. It's waw al-ataf. It is conjunction. Conjunction. You know, there is conjunction, there is interjection, and there is injunction. Noun, pronoun, verb, adverb. Conjunction. Interjection, preposition, and grammatically there is injunction. Let us not take to that intermediate level or professional level. Allahu musta'an. Wakhrijuhum wa akhrijuhum and evict them. That waw in that kam and is conjunction. Conjunction. So meaning it is a conjunctional statement. Not conditional. There is conjunctional and there is conditional. So that and that count. And evict them. So it is conjunctional statement. Akhrijuhum. Contain a verb, object, and a subject. فِعْلٌ وَفَاعِلٌ مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ. Whom is the object? Is the مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ. أَخْرِجُوهُمْ. The kind of فِعْل is فِعْلُ أَمْرٍ. Is فِعْلُ أَمْرٍ. So that particular statement is just a conjunctional statement. It is an attachment. Do you get it? من حيث أخرجوكم. من حيث أخرجوكم. من is حرف جر. But it function on حيث. حيث is adjunct. So when a complement is attached to an adjunct, What does it make? It makes al-jar wa al-majrur, a complement and complementation. Meaning it is indicating that the statement is linked together, is attached to, is an attachment to the previous statement. So what one important point with regards to haythi, we should know, it's not all the huruf al-jam that works with haythi. Mean do works with haythi, and ba'un do works with haythi. Min haythi, this is perfect, correct. Bi haythi, this is perfect, correct. This is Arabic. But if you use another huruf jarri to haythi beside min and beside ba'un, it will never work. And whatsoever you speak in such kind of way, it is not an Arabic statement. If you say ila haythi, this is totally wrong. This is garbage. This is not Arabic. And this is commonly heard in conversation. When you are conversating, when you are discussing with someone in Arabic, it is commonly to listen to this kind of saying from some Arabic speakers. Ila haythu antahi. Ila haythu akif. This is wrong. It's either you say min haythu or bi haythu. Bi haythu antahi. Bi haythu akif. Min haythu antahi. Min haythu akif. You get it? So that's the way. Haythu never work with any order حروف الجر except من and باء. جر الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من حروف آتية من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء. So that's it. All those words of our words of preposition never works with haythi. And commonly also in English, to when, in when, you see, you would identify the difference, to when, in when, at when, from when. So it's not all the articles that would work with haythu. In Arabic, grammatically, haythu work with min or ba'u. Min haythu akhrajukum. Bi haythu akhrajukum. What if you say ila haythu, this is not Arabic. And this is indicating to us the eloquency of the divine revelation. God maintained this grammatical aspect. He said, min haythu akhrajukum. You get it? Yeah. So this is the point of the grammar in that particular statement. So min and haythu function as al-jar wa al-majrur. You get it? أخرجوكم contain فعل وفاعل ومفعول به, a verb, a subject and an object. So this particular statement in the ilm al-nahw we consider it as in a position of a complement. It is a kind of complementation, as an attachment, with an attachment. وَأَخْرِجُوهُ. Even if God did not mention حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ, the command is already stated. It is just accompaniment. Min haythu akhrajukum. In order to specify on how to react, on how to act. You get it? Yeah. So the Almighty mentioned, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَالْفِتْنَةُ. That word in that camp is word in اعتراضية. We consider it as word in اعتراضية. It is showing a kind of statement that is unconditional. The statement is totally different to what has been discussed. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. It is different topic. Somehow related. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And crisis, conflict, tribulation is more hazardous, is more dangerous than the world. So meaning a war can get transformed. It's easily for a war to get transformed into a conflict, into a crisis, to be a historical dilemma. So if you want to react, if you want to fight according to the law, for self-defense, for your future, for your survival, then do it accordingly, according to the law, and ensure that it will not get transformed into a conflict. So you need to focus on the aftermath. You should know about the aftermath. What would come after? The war. Because the moment you stand to defend or to fight, those who fight was God recommended according to the law. So if it is not followed accordingly, if it is not followed properly, it may change to a conflict. It may change to a crisis. It may transform to a kind of long-term historical dilemma. So that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned an unconditional statement. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And tribulation, crisis, conflict is more severe, is more dangerous than a war, than the war. So that's why we can see some of the war that we see today are somehow transformed into a crisis, a conflict, a long-term dilemma, because the law of war is not followed. The regulations are not maintained. For example, so al-fitna is mubtada, is predicate, is a subject. Is the subject in that unconditional statement. وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And crisis, conflict, is more dangerous, is more hazardous than the war. So at any way, do not let that fighting get transformed to a conflict. Find a way to solve that. And how can you solve it? How can you resolve the issue? Through legality. Through the legal processes. Ashaddu is the khabr. إذا خبر المبتدا، المبتدا أي الفتنة، وخبرها أو خبره أشد. The Almighty mentioned الشمس والفتنة أشد من القتل. Similarly to الشمس طالعة، المبتدا الخبر، والفتنة that واو as I mentioned is اعتراضية، is unconditional. So even if the wawun is not mentioned, suppose God mentioned, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ الْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Or attaching of the wawun. That wawun has no any particular function. But attaching the wawun, it is reaffirming that it is unconditional statement. It's another topic on its own, on its own, because the verse is talking about a war, while conflict, crisis, tribulations, all these are different topics, but somehow related to a war. Do you get it? And likewise, if we trace back to history, you would see that some of the casualties they are found in some conflict, in some crisis, are more dreadful than some of the casualties in some of the war scenarios. This, if you look to the matters in the other ways, and likewise, if you review some of the war happenings. What happenings of the fast from the history, you would see there are so much casualties. If you remember what happened in Rwanda, a tribal conflict, a kind of tribal conflict between Hutu and Tutsi, two tribes from the same nation fighting each other. Of which it leads to populous casualties. But as how it was documented, it's been documented from the history. In 100 days, almost 800 million individuals died in that conflict. It's a tribal tribal conflict between two ethnic groups. But that led to so many casualties. In 100 days, around 800 million individuals, their lives were terminated. So this is the consequences of conflict. Meaning a war can get transformed to a conflict. So don't let it happen like that. And thus, the lessons that the Almighty taught to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his time in Mecca, فَعَفُوا أَنْهُمْ وَاسْفَحْ وَهَجِرُهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا لَسَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ. All those kind of scenarios in order to avoid the war, because a war can transform into something else. It can initiate some hazardous and dangerous situations. So that's the reason why, if there is any possibility of avoiding the war, it should be avoided. That's one of the wisdom behind the statement, that unconditional statement in the sentence. من القتل أشد من القتل. أشد is the object of الفتنة. The subject is الفتنة. The object is أشد, meaning the خبر المبتدأ. And that's the reason why Al-Fitnatu must have Dhamma. Al-Fitnatu Mubtada'un Maghfurun Wa Alamati Raf'ihi Ad-Dhammatu Az-Zahiratu Ala Akhirihi Ashaddu Khabaru Mubtada'un Maghfurun Khabaru Mubtada'in Maghfurun خبر مبتدا مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة على آخره. This is from the basics. Basics of علم الإعراب. من القتل. The mean that come is الجار والمجرور. Makes the upcoming statement to be just a compliment. Because means is part of حروف الجر. من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء. So they are related to the object. So this statement is object complement. أشد من القتل. So the read influence the mode of the recitation. Yes. As earlier on, mention about the way of the recitation, as we had also from the recitation, another mode of recitation. وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةِ. So if you make a full stop here, if you are going to proceed with the recitation, you must to restart from وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. If you proceed أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ, this is totally wrong. It is a wrong mode of recitation. So if you recite, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ سَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. So it should be like this. If you recite, وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ, in order to have a sigh of relief, so if you want to proceed, then you need to restart from وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Because أَشَدُّ is خبر مبتدا, مِنَ الْقَتْلِ is الْجَارُ وَالْمَجْرُورُ, is complement to the object. So it is an object complement. So you need to recite the subject, the object, and the object complement. That would make the sentence to have a complete sense, to give complete sense. So this particular statement, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ, is unconditional statement. So suppose, for example, this unconditional statement is not mentioned, it doesn't change the rule, but it is a topic which is different to the point of the discussion, but somehow related to the discussion. So if you want to discuss about a woo, if you want to get into a woo, do a 360 study about the situation. Know the causes. Know about the aftermath. Need to assume what will come afterwards. For example, you need to know the consequence of crisis, conflict. Anything that is related to the war. As I mentioned yesterday about the consequence. The consequence of war and terrorism. It impacts the national economy. So for any matter, I need to have like a 360 overview on it. 360 review on it before indulging. One is to say, Look before you leave. And similar scenarios, what the Almighty, with a light and order to highlight to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on how to deal with the issues. So in qatalukum, for if they fight you, that fa'un that come is fa'ul isti'nafiyya. It is for proceeding. It is indicating continuation from the previous sentence. And the in that come is a conditional article. If it is indicating a shall, a condition. So the statement that would come would be a conditional one. Prior there was unconditional statement. So the statement that would come would be a conditional one. Would be on the topic. On the topic that is being discussed. Would be on the issue of wool. Not in on the issue of al-fitna. Previously, unconditional statement was mentioned. وَالْفِتْنَةُ to أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتِلِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ. That found that count, it is a proceeding. From the prior statement, before the unconditional statement. The in is the conditional. So bring in another condition. After unconditional statement, it is indicating that the condition would be in order to reflect with the previous statement before the unconditional statement. Qataluukum, that was mentioned, is a statement that contains a tense, a subject, and an object. Qataluukum. Qatal. Isfilu maadi, which is built upon ad-dhamma. Qatilu. Qatilu. So we need built or coined from a verb with dhamma, then make it a kind of verb that can be processed. It can be processed. So the tasrif, as-sarfu, would work on that particular verb. And that's the reason why Imam al-Kisa'i recite for in qataluukum. The same meaning, the meaning never changed with due the influence of the tasrif. Because it is fi'lu maadi. It is fi'lu maadi. It is past tense, which is built upon dhamma. So that's the reason why it can be processed. As I mentioned, Imam al-Kisa'i recited for in qataluukum because of it being fi'lu maadi mabniyun ala dhamma. So that waun that count after qatal. After qatal, that waun, it is the fa'il. It is the object. Kum. That calf and that calf is the maf'ulun bihi, the kum, that calf. The mim that is attached to the calf, okay, it is differentiating the gender. It is indicating a pronoun. So in that regard, the kum is the maf'ulun bihi, the object. For ibdi fa'itu, that you is the object. So similarly, it can be processed. For in qataluk, for in qataluk, for in qatalukum, for in qatalukum. That's how the rule is. Even if they fight a single individual, even if they fight the general community, the entire community, so the rule is the same. You get it? This is from the grammatical aspect of the statement. So the verb that came, qatil, is in the position of al-jazm. It's in the position of al-jazm. It is a definite one. But how could it be definite? Meaning it is reaffirming to the verb of the condition. It is reaffirmed to the verb of the condition. Which one is the conditional statement? For in qatalu, meaning it is emphasizing. You said al jazm. When emphasizing. So that's why we consider the verb, the fi'l, to be fi mahalli jazm fi'l al-shart. The conditional statement is fa'in qatalukum. So the verb al-qatil is a processed one. So it is emphasizing to the condition. In that case, but if it doesn't happen that way, then you should not react such way. How do you get it? So the Almighty Father mentioned, فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَقُتُلُوهُمْ فَقُتُلُوهُمْ. That فَاءٌ that كَامْ is فَاءٌ رَابِطَةٌ لِجَوَابِ الشَّرْطِ. Is the fa'un that reaffirmed to the answer of the condition. So it is showcasing, it is indicating an answer to the condition. What's the condition? If they fight you. So if they fight you, فَقُتُلُوهُمْ. Then you fight them back. That's the condition. That's the situation. So that fa'un is fa'u rabitatu til jawab. Uqtuluhum. Ay fa'qtuluhum uqtuluhum. It's a statement that contains a verb, a subject, and an object. Ishtamale. Aw ishtamal. Fi'lun. Wa fa'ilun. مفعول به but the فعل اقتل اقتلوهم is فعل امر. So also this statement is in the position of الجزم, emphasis. It emphasizes to that kind of situation. كذلك كذلك كذلك. It's al-jab wal-majroor. Normally from the basics of the ilm al-nahu, most of the people thought that those prepositional words or those articles, those alphabets of al-jam are the only alphabet of al-jam, you know? جاب الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من الحروف الآتية من وإلى وأن وألا وفي واللام والباء. We should know K hun, ka hun, iswara hu pil jab. Like the saying of the Almighty, kallazi mara ala qariyatin wa hiya khawiyatun ala urushiha. So what's the difference between kallazi and kadhalik? Kallazi and kadhalik. So that kaf and that kaf is al-jaru, is a compliment. Al-majru is the zalika. It is a compliment and a complimentation. Kadhalika jaza'ul kafirin. That's how it is. The result of those who reject the divine order. The result of those who reject the law. The result of those who reject the Allah. So what this particular statement is related to a deleted object. A deleted object. There should be khabr muqaddam in order to make such statement. And that's the reason why this statement concluded the ayah. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. So what's the خبر مقدم؟ أي بمعنى كذلك جزاء الكافرين إن قتلوكم فقتلوهم. جزاء الكافرين إن قتلوكم فقتلوهم. That's the reason why this statement comes in such a way. So جزاء الكافرين. جزاء الكافرين. جزاء is المبتدا. What is مبتدا مؤخر. So this particular statement, it is in a form of proceeding, استئنافية. It is indicating that the statement doesn't end there. The rule is not to the end. إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ لَمْ يَبْدَعْ بَعْدْ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. For if they cease, suppose they fight and you retaliate. But later on they stop. They cease from fighting you. So whatsoever mistake that was committed, God is oft forgiven and most merciful. So going back to the jaza'ul kafirin, it's mubtada'u mu'akhar. It's a delayed subject. The recompense of those who reject the divine order is that you shall fight them whenever they fight you. So that's the meaning of the statement, being it in that particular position, مُفْتَدَى مُؤَخَّرَ. It is a delayed object. فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا, that fa un that come, differed with the previous part. فَإِنْ, previously فَإِنْ mentioned, was mentioned. فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ. And here فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا. The fa un that come here is fa'ul isti'nafiyya. It's attaching the previous verse with the upcoming one. Is this for proceeding? And the in that come is conditional one. So another condition is mentioned. Meaning there would be another condition. Where they cease in fighting you, they stop fighting you. maybe a ceasefire occur. You have a ceasefire. Ceasefire negotiation. So in this regard, فَإِنَ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. For God is all forgiving and all merciful. Whatsoever mistake that was committed, God has forgiven that due to the compliance to the law and order afterwards. For example. So that in that come is conditional. The in is شَرْطِيَّة, grammatical. In تَهَوْ is فِيلُ مَاضِ. And it is in the position of emphasis to the fi'l al-shart. To that particular conditional verb. So intahu is fi'l al-madi, or in the position of the conditional verb, to emphasize to the conditional verb. So fa'inna Allah غفور رحيم. The fa'un that come is different fa'un. It's fa'un rabida to lil jawab. The jawab is sharti. Or the jawab is sharti. We mentioned the previous statement is a conditional one. So there would be an answer to that condition. What would be the solution? If that condition occur, if there is a ceasefire, so what would be the way out? A mistake was already committed. As I mentioned, a woo in humanity is a clear mistake. It's a mistake, for example. So suppose later on, a ceasefire is achieved. So that power is entitled to that, is entitled to an answer to that condition. And the in is حَرُفٌ مُشَبَّهٌ بِالْفِعْلِ. It's an alphabet that resembles a verb. It's an alphabet that resembles a verb. You get it? So this scenario, these conditions can interface in any war scenario, in any war situation. It can metamorphosize, it can transform to a conflict, a crisis, so many aftermaths. For example, a ceasefire can be achieved also. So what would be the result? What would be the consequence? When the ceasefire is achieved, so many mistakes were committed, for example. On the right course or on the wrong course. The ceasefire is between humans. What God knows is to punish whosoever that fail to comply to his order. So if both the two parties decided to come to a resolution, to arrive to a resolution according to the law, that would please the Almighty. And that is better for them. Whatsoever that happened, God can forgive. And God is merciful. This is for the betterment of the humans. Otherwise, God would say, this mistake is so great, is so high, so he will not forgive. But God is oft forgiving, oft merciful. So it's better if we resolve our problems within us. It's better if the humans resolve their problems. Don't initiate a war. Do not wage a war against one another. And if a war is waged against you, You should know the way, the proper way to react, to repel that evil. Or that war. You see what is happening between Russia and Ukraine? What is happening? What is going on between two functions in Sudan, for example? Between the military and paramilitary segment. Between the segment of Burhan and the segment of Hamoud Dette. And now what is happening in the Middle East? So there are some points that are to be reviewed. They are to be reviewed in any hazardous or dangerous situation. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ that إِنَّ that come is حَرْبٌ مُشَبَّهٌ بِالْفِيلِ. It's an alphabet. It's a word that resembles a verb. إِنَّ surely it is like slowly in pronunciation. Surely, slowly, in pronunciation, it looks like an adverb. It resembles a verb. An adverb in pronunciation, or an adverb, for example. Surely, slowly, it is like an adverb. But it is a word. So we know there is inna wa akhwatuha. There is kana wa akhwatuha. Kana and its associate. And there is inna wa akhwatuha. What's the function of inna? It makes a subject to be having a nasba, a fatha. And that's the reason why you need to recite, you must recite inna allaha. If you recite inna allahu or inna allahi, this is not Arabic. Inna wa anna wa ka anna wa lakinna wa layta wa la'alla tadakhul ala al mubtada'i wal khabar. فتنصب المبتدع فيسمى اسمها وتنصب الخبر فيسمى خبرها. Very surely could be, nay beside, might be, all this can function on subject, an object in a sentence. When it put nasaba to object, to subject, it becomes ismuha, the subject of inna, or subject of anna, or subject of ka'anna, might be, could be, surely, all this. So when it happened that in the count, the subject would be ismu inna. We are making it to have nasba, fatha. Fa inna Allah. For God, ghafur rahim. Is that? Opt forgiven and merciful. It's all forgiven and all merciful. Almost merciful. So grammatically we said Allahu ismu inna, but theologically, mark you, take note. We don't say Allahu as ismu inna, but rather ismu al-jalala. You get it? As I explained yesterday. Wait, a day before yesterday. I mentioned that clarification yesterday. So for inna Allah, that fa'un that count is fa'u rabitatu li jawab al-shirat. Inna is harfu mushabbahun bil fi'il. So the coming of that fa'un. Suppose for example, the sentence is pronounced or is recited, is being recited as فَإِنِ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ رَحِيمٌ. It gives sense. Do you get it? So suppose you listen to a qari, a reciter recite فَإِنِ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ رَحِيمٌ, there is no problem grammatically. But to show affirmation, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورَ رَحِيمٌ, it's must come. You get it? Okay. So غفور رحيم is خبر, but two خبران, two objects, we attach to the previous subject, the subject of إن. Possibly in Arabic, two objects can be joined together. With an object, two objects can be joined together with a subject in a sentence. So the question that I would like to ask, is it possible to attach three objects to a subject in a sentence? Normally in the verses, in the ayat, you'll not get that way of expression. Normally, maximum you would see two objects attached to a subject. Like here, غفور رحيم. But grammatically as we know, إِنَّ وَأَنَّ وَكَأَنَّ وَلَكِنَّ وَلَيْتَ وَلَعَلَّ تَدْخُلُ عَلَى الْمُبْتَدَئِ وَالْخَبَرِ. فتنصب المبتدا فيسمى اسمها فتنصب الخبر فيسمى خبرها. So the خبر must take a نصب. But why is it that it takes ضمتين ورفعة? Then this is indicating that supposed if it is being recited, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. This is also a correct way of recitation. Allah المستعان. Do you get it? In the ilm al-qira'at, in the ulum al-Qur'an, we know about this. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. It's similar to فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Without much discussion on this, I think we are to have a full stop here, and we would proceed in the next session from this point. Whatsoever we discussed from this grammatical analysis, we ask God to guide us in it and to make us benefit from the explanations. And whatsoever that interface will have come within our discussion, we ask the Almighty to guide us also in it. Whatsoever that interface of a filthy statement, we ask the Almighty to take us take it away from our deeds. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
رمضان نجا رحمة من